Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower clear.
Roger.
Welcome, my dear friends, lightworker friends from all over the world. This is Maarten Horst speaking on ET First Contact Radio, Station 1 on BBS Radio, the station that is not mainstream, but the biggest radio station that is bringing you the real galactic news. And today my guest is Lea Weiser, or Lea Yata Ibis, and she is a wonderful, wonderful friend, which I know for a couple of years now. And she has some amazing information to share with us. So welcome, 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 my dear friend Lea.
Thank you, my dear friend Maarten. It's such a pleasure to work with you. Thank you for inviting me again.
Yes, and it's about time now because, you know, the shift is hitting the fan, as they say.
Yes.
And you have just, I know that you have, very interesting information to share. Why don't you shoot?
Well, it is said in short, we made it, didn't we? We made it. That's the whole information. Yes, I know that many, many people feel this shift and they feel that we made it. Yes, and the new world is born. It is born. So there is enough reason to celebrate. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, there is enough to do still, of course.
Oh, yes.
But the most important thing is what happened in December 2012, that the positive energy on planet Earth was getting stronger than the negative energies. And that was the point. And yes, we made it.
Yes, the coin flipped to the good side.
Yep.
The side of love and light. And I must say, I enjoy your voice. And I'm sure the listeners also enjoy your voice. You bring such a wonderful energy to the audience, Leah.
Thank you so much. That's because I love you all. I love each and every one of you.
We love you, and I love you all. It's just an amazing show, and I know that some people are listening. There's Sarah from Serbia, I think, was listening every week, and some other people, yes?
Hello to Serbia.
And people that are listening every week, Sarah, and I want to thank you for this, for your loyalty and your kindness. And I just want to ask a short question to the listener. I have a very small income, and this station, this radio program needs to go on. It costs money. It's an expensive hobby. If you go to BBS Radio, to my site, ET First Contact, there is a PayPal donation button there. And if you only want to give $1, that's okay. If you want to give more, that's okay. But every little bit is helping me to continue this this program. So we go back to Leah. Leah, I don't know what you experienced, but the last few days since Sunday, did you hear about that the New Jerusalem has moved?
However you call it, however you name it, yes, sure. And that's so deeply to feel. I think that's in our perception, we feel it deeply that something very important happened and changed. And if you call it New Jerusalem or whatever, that's all the same. Yeah. Yes, the main thing is what I said. We made it, and there is enough reason to celebrate it and to look forward and to go on and to meet each other and to put our energies together.
Yes.
And create more and more the new world.
It's so beautiful that we are now reaching also other people, regular people. You see, I have the idea that, because on Facebook I have, of course, a very large group, and you are part of it, Leah, with lightworkers.
I know.
With lightworkers, okay?
Yes.
But since a couple of weeks or months, I have sometimes a like on a post about Comet Eisen or a channeling or something, you know, for lightworkers, that friends that I have that I know from school, for example, or from the past, or family, that are actually not calling themselves lightworkers, but that are, in my context, they give likes to those posts sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's interesting. They didn't do that before.
Yes, there is a huge, huge awakening on planet Earth. You know, people get their power back, and this is so important. And we, with the White Ibis, we always say, take your power back, because the positive form of power is joy, nothing but joy. So be as the child, yes? Dance and celebrate and take your power back. There is no more powerful thing than your own joy of life.
Yes. Maybe you can explain what the wise... I know what it is, the wise Ibis is. Because there might be some people that are new to this information.
The wise Ibis energy field is something special. within all the lightworker energy fields and within all the beautiful and positive energy fields now on planet Earth. You may feel it as the energy of the knowing child, as in the fairy tale, the emperor's new clothes. I'm sure everybody of you knows this fairy tale. When the emperor went off in procession, he was in fact naked, but nobody would confess that he or she couldn't see any clothes on him. And there was this little child which said, "But he hasn't got anything on." And this particular energy of truth coming from the bottom of your heart is the most powerful frequency in the world. Never ever underestimate your personal power of the knowing child. And this is one very important part of the white ibis energy frequency. With this power, we put light anchors. With this power, we heal. With this power, we eliminate unmanned chemtrail airplanes and so on. We put light anchors on places like Fukushima and so on, and it is the most powerful energy we have these days.
Yes, it truly is. And since I've been connected to you and to the white ibis energy, I can put or take or be in unlimited energy of love. Because it's source energy. It's unlimited.
You are so right. Absolutely, it is of course the loving and enlightened energy of the source itself, whatever you name it. It is the source of our central sun, or Sirius B, or the Ark of Covenant, or the Holy Grail, or the lightning of Charon. You may name it whatever you want. It's all the same. But it is such a joy to see and to feel how more and more people participate in this special frequency and power. And yes, it is not possible to do anything else than love.
Exactly.
Because this is our true nature. And for us, the journey goes back home.
Yes. And love is the key. Love is the answer, as I always say in the radio show. Love will bring you to the truth.
And absolutely, yes.
And love is the driving force of all life in the universe.
Yes.
And I know that the galactic brothers and sisters, they are coming in love. That's what they're always saying if you read channelings that you resonate with.
Yeah.
I always look for kindness and love in those messages.
And that's the key to truth. If messages or channelings give you an uplift, then you meet your personal truth, and it is a good thing to you. You know, there has been a time on planet Earth where abductions took place and where gray ETs, or almost ETs, we have to say, played a part on planet Earth. But it is important to know for everybody that this time is definitely over. I know many people fear this. Is there any danger? No, it is not. This time is definitely over. Yes. And now the time has come. The white light, as we call it, and our galactic family comes closer and closer. Yes. And they won't come as gray aliens with black shutters on the eyes, but they will appear humanoid, you know, as physical angels, you may say, or as walk-ins at first. And that's important to know. There is really no reason to fear anything.
Correct. Very well said, Leia, because fear is something we don't need right now, because they are so close and they will appear as indeed physical angels, as you're saying. But besides that, they will help us, human beings on Earth, incarnated right now, also to become physical angels, like them.
Absolutely. And another key is always to higher your personal frequency, because our galactic family needs a minimum high level of frequency and energy. Yes, and that's why some forces on Earth try to lower the collective energy through fear-mongering and stuff like that. It's not important to us. And the best and shortest formula how to higher your personal energy is always follow your highest joy. Nothing more to say.
Yes.
Nothing more to say.
Yes, exactly. I refrain from looking television. But when I see the news occasionally, I don't take it personally anymore. I don't become angry. Yeah. I don't become sad. I just take it for what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But sooner or later, the Ascended Masters and the Galactics will give a beautiful announcement. And then everybody will know that the new time, the new age is here.
Yes. And as we said in the beginning, most of us feel it already, that there's something most important happened and changed. And most of us really, really look so forward and go out at night and look into the sky and connect with the ships and with their family. Many, many, many people on Earth do so.
Mm. Yes, it's so beautiful to see. I went out last night and I saw the sky and I saw this bright star and it was changing color from blue to red to green to white.
Yeah. Great.
And I knew this is a mothership.
Yeah.
And it was kind of making contact by blinking sometimes. It was just amazing.
Yes, it is. And it is always on both sides, you know. Our galactic brothers and sisters also need us. Yes, they're not just here only to help us and to support, to give support. But they also need us and our human feet on Earth, you know. Our doing with the White Ibis is exactly that, what we call, we combine heaven and earth.
Yeah.
Which means the highest frequencies, the highest frequencies of the white light of a source comes through us, through our body systems. And this energy needs our feet on planet Earth. No other way. Yes. So for us, for humans, it may be an ascension, and for them, it is a kind of descension, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in the middle, we'll meet.
Such a happiness and joy this will be.
Yes, yes. And I think it's high time. It's high time. Because I also know that many light workers and light bringers are also exhausted. Yes, they look forward, but they are exhausted. They did such an exhausting and great and fantastic job. And I'm sure everybody of us knows how that feels also to be exhausted and to feel, okay, it's time. Beam us up, Scotty.
Yes, we have worked very hard indeed.
Yes, we have. Yes.
But yes, go ahead.
It was the job we chose. Yes, wherever it was our task, our job, and we agreed to it.
We full-heartedly agreed, and but you can see the signs now. The energy is so high. There's such love in the air, in the energies around us, in the wind, in the clouds, in the trees. The world is changing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Everything is changing to more love. And you can feel something is in the air, something is going to happen very soon.
Something. It is.
Yeah.
It is. That's also my perception. And what we still might have to learn is to let go those ones who don't want to share our way, you know. We call this the worlds separate. Yes, we have to be aware that there are also souls on planet Earth which decided to do more learning steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we have to let them go in peace and love, knowing that time and space are illusions, and we will meet, sure. Yes, but this is an exercise for many people these days to let go things, people, ideas, places, jobs, because what we call the old world also will go on.
Mm-hmm.
And you and me and thousands and thousands and thousands of others created the new world. And when I go for a walk these days, I feel so many things at the same time. I am in Germany, and it is autumn, but at the same time I feel so deeply and so exactly spring under my feet in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yes, and so the human perception is widening and going more and more into the multidimensional perception. And if you are completely there in this multidimensional perception, there is nothing but peace. It is your personal zero point, and you are at absolutely peace. And this is really, really fantastic. And no misunderstanding is possible, no fear is possible, no hurt is possible. There is only love, light, and peace possible.
Mm.
And that's our future.
It's so beautiful, because I feel what you feel, and I see that there's happiness in the air, in the wind.
Yeah.
And we have a very...
Yes.
Yes, we have a very warm autumn.
Yes.
It does feel like spring. It's very strange.
Yeah.
And I am very curious how this winter is going to look like in Europe.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. So am I. Yes, absolutely true. And furthermore, what I perceived is that there are fascinating changes within the animal realm. You know, the animal realm is also developing,
mm-hmm.
and coming closer in a way. Yes, many of us have cats and dogs and other animals in their houses. And everybody says the same. Animals are also, yes, shifting, changing, and ascending. and it's fascinating. And to support these processes, we really recommend to set the animal realm consciously free, which means, of course, stop eating meat, but also stop breeding animals, stop wearing leather clothes and such things, and let the animal realm go, set it free, and let it develop by itself. And it would also be a very, very positive change for humanity if we can lose these bindings between animal realm and human realm.
Yes. Yeah, you can see that animals are reacting closer. They're spontaneous. They come to me. Cats and dogs, other animals.
Yeah.
And you can see it in their eyes that are knowledgeable about this beautiful shift that is taking place.
Yes, and more telepathic contact is possible, especially between animal realm and human realm. And that's very nice to see, yes.
Indeed. And I feel so much love also for the animals. So much love.
Yes. They are so beautiful, so fantastic friends and helpers. And they are so acting so deeply of the bottom of their hearts. Yes, we can learn from them.
Mm.
Yes, animals cannot lie and all the things human mind knows to do. And yes, it is high time to set the animal realm free and let them go their own ways. And I'm sure many of them would decide to join us. Yes.
They will.
Yes.
Leia.
Martin.
My dear, I have some music, and it is actually I want to dedicate this music to the ETs who are listening. I know they can. They have the technology to listen to this radio show. And it is called Return to the Blue Planet. And my dear brothers and sisters from the stars, we want to invite you to return to our planet. You are most welcome. Aren't they, Leia?
Yes, I'd like to add something.
Mm-hmm.
Dear humans, just imagine your galactic family above in the ships or right beside you, right next to you, and take a contact while the music is playing, and feel the loving energy which you receive. Just try it. Do it, and be sure you'll get an answer.
Well, amen to that. Amen, Leia.
So, go ahead.
My friend Donald, if you're ready, we are ready for this beautiful takeoff. Thank you.
check, over.
This is Atlantic Heat Radio. You are loud and clear. Negative traffic. Break either later.
Group.
Charlie Tango Golf figures 140.2 comma. Direct aircraft to return staging bases. Period. Direction for surface unit will follow.
And so they will land, my friends.
Wow, so beautiful and inspiring music.
It's getting us to the ET consciousness, the consciousness of the ascended masters. This artist is from Germany. His name is Peter Merzener.
I know him, yes. Yeah. I know him. Martin, you know I'm also an ambassador. Mm-hmm. Of the Galactic Federation of Light and connected with the White Ibis Lightship System. And a message reached me during this wonderful music. And yes, if we have time, I would like and I would love to announce it.
You are so welcome, dear.
It concerns the issue of time and space and how to reach us, beloved family on Earth. Ani ochevero drach, feel loved without end. And as you are longing for us, we're longing for you. Be aware of that. We highly recommend to become familiar with the phenomenon of time and space as an illusion. It's fun, believe us. Be aware that linear understanding of time is no longer helpful. When you walk on your linear timeline from past into future, what will really happen? The line, which is in fact no line, forms a circle, and you face your past. This very simple imagination may illustrate why we always say your future determines your past. So, beloved family on Earth, we are your descendants. And independent of time and space, we appear humanoid as humans, angels, or ETs, that's all the same. Depending on your personal frequency, which determines your perception, we'll appear to you in different ways. And also our light ships can hardly be noticed with usual way of perception and with conventional cameras. In order to contact you also visually, we lower our frequency as far as possible. But now, please, you have to reach us halfway. Increase your personal frequency by positivity and higher your perception. We know your hearts are open and you're so, so loving beings. We are right above you and next to you if you desire, looking forward to your visit. And there is one further thing. We'd like to know you on our lightships. You have to keep in mind that our way to move through universe is much different than most people on Earth still think. Understand that our lightships are conscious beings. So we travel by using our consciousness
and by our knowledge of dealing with space and time continuum. Lightship and pilot connect their brain and their intention and move by, let us say, energetic agreement. So some of your scientists still have to learn the relationship of advanced technology such as anti-gravity propulsion and consciousness. And again, beloved ones, looking so forward to your visit. Thank you.
Well, dear Leia, I am moved.
So am I.
And I'm sure listeners are also moved. Thank you.
Thank you, dear Martin, for giving us the opportunity to spread this. Thank you, thank you. People don't hesitate to donate, really. Martin's work deserves it.
Well, now I'm speechless again, Leia. Thank you. I feel you're such a close friend.
We're family.
Family, yeah. Closer than we realize, I think.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we all meet at night or whenever at sleep or in dreams on the ships, yes, and do our jobs there. And so we feel very, very familiar here on Earth. I really enjoy it, yes.
I do too. And I enjoy doing this special show with you, Leia.
Thank you.
Some radio shows I have are really special, like this one, really. Because your love is touching so many hearts right now. So many people that are listening are being affected by your love.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your feelings. You know, this is my being. This is what my life is about. What we say, to combine heaven and earth. And this is where I'm happy. I don't want to be anywhere else, as in this space or in this state of being. Just combining heaven and earth, just helping to get this special light of love and healing to earth and spread it. And this is such a richness and such a joy to me. So thank you again for giving us the opportunity to spread this through your channel.
Yes. Well, we are all connected. We are all one.
Yes.
And this is so clear, this is becoming so apparent right now, that
yes,
there's separation, there is no separation. Everything, all life, everything is connected in the universe, in the creation of prime creator.
Absolutely true. But, you know, we needed the illusion of time and space to create the experience of duality, yes? Otherwise, no duality would be possible. And also we needed the illusion of being separated. Otherwise, we wouldn't have experienced duality and the enormous density we had on Earth. And yes, we so enjoy the time has come to leave this, to leave duality and to more and more realize what you said, Martin. Yes, the truth is we are one. By the way, how to recognize the truth? Every truth is true, of course. But there is one thing. If you meet truth, it'll always feel, always, always feel familiar. And that's the key that may lead you to your personal truth, each and every one of you here and there and outside and wherever.
I feel that the zero point is very near,
yeah,
where the galactics can descend and we can ascend.
Yes.
And come together and meet in peace and love.
Yes.
The time is so near.
The time is really near. You but know,
the more we love, the sooner it will happen.
Absolutely true. And you know, Martin, we all love all animals, but there is one animal, this which is our favorite one. It is the 100th monkey.
Uh-huh.
you know this effect, yes? If a particular minimum of people feel the same way, it'll generate a huge wave. This is the phenomenon of the 100th monkey. I know that many people think, oh, there is still so much to do. There are so many people yet to awaken. Folks, don't worry. There is the 100th monkey. Yes, our favorite animal this way. And this wave is very, very near. Yes, we all can feel that.
Yes, it's coming closer and closer.
Yeah.
And especially now I'm connected to you, dear Weiser Ibis. I feel I'm also connected to the Weiser Ibis mothership. Because right now I'm feeling that those beings are sending love through me and through the radio station, through the planet. That is amazing.
Enjoy.
Yes, I am enjoying those moments, and I'm sure the listeners are doing that as well.
Be aware that this energy is not only loving, but also very, very healing. Very healing. And yes, if you will get any symptoms next day, you may connect me.
Yes. Dear Leah, how can people reach you?
Yes, you can reach me on Twitter, on Google, on Facebook. Yes.
What do people type in for your name?
I'm not quite sure. Facebook, Leah Weiser Ibis or White Ibis. There are several accounts and several groups on Facebook. Twitter, I guess, also Leah Yatta. Mm-hmm. And Google also Leah Yatta. I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared. Yes. And
if people contact me with the question to contact you, I will have your permission to.
Oh, yes, yeah. Sure. And thank you for that, Martin. Yes.
Yes. And with your permission, I will also make a YouTube video from this interview.
Yes,
because last interview has been listened to, I think, 4,000 or 5,000 times already.
Yes, maybe. And there is one thing I'd like to add. Dear ones outside there, please, me as a person, yes, Leah as a person is not that interesting and important. Just feel the White Ibis energy, just feel the love coming also through those videos and interviews. And yes, me as a person, I'm very retired and not that interesting, believe me.
I can tell you, Leah, you are a sweet person and a good friend to have. You are a good friend to have. Very valuable.
Merci.
Don't pay yourself down. You're really wonderful as a person.
No. Yes, of course. I love myself absolutely. But what I wanted to say, many people try to contact me personally, and try to come to know me in person, and that's wonderful, and I appreciate that. But that is not my message. You know, that is not my work here. My message is the energy field of the White Ibis. And just to support you through my being here, that's all.
Yeah. Well, you are supporting right now as you speak many people. Really.
Yes. And it is also such a joy to me. Yes. Thank you.
The same for me. So now that love is increasing on the planet, since it has been, since this mothership has moved on Sunday, what is your idea about this mothership that has moved, Leia?
This is interesting. I like to repeat, my personal opinion is not that interesting. I'd like to encourage each and every one of you. Find your own truth. Start trusting yourself. Each and everyone is able to channel and to do everything and to get every information from the universe. You don't need teachers, mediums, healers. They all did a wonderful job, but start trusting yourself. Get connected with this special, with this particular ship, and make your experiences. This is my message on that.
Mm-hmm. There is no separation in duality.
Because you know what human mind has to understand is that in every second, for every person, there are billions of realities. You have your reality, I have mine, each and everyone has his or her own reality. And everybody experiences in a different way. And the time has come, as I said, people, trust yourself, trust your personal perception. The time has come not to listen too much to others, but to listen to your own hearts, and be sure if you do so, you'll get messages, you'll get contact. Nothing else is possible.
So beautiful. You know, I am actually in joy, in pure joy by being connected to the White Ibis right now. It's beautiful.
Yes. Yes. Be as the child. Yes, it is this special energy of your child being, of your knowing child being, and this cannot be something else than joy and happiness and love. Yes.
We are actually already at the end of the show, Leia.
Wow.
It went just by like a second. But we have filled an hour of love and compassion and warmth. And I was very moved by the message from the White Ibis directly to the listener. Do you realize that 1 hour has passed, Leia?
No, I didn't realize that, but to be honest, I'm out of time. Don't you ask me which day we have and which hour it is. I have lost my feeling for that. You may say an hour or a minute or 10 hours. It feels very often the same to me.
Yes. Well, my dear friend, we have actually made it. All together, my dear friends, yes, who are listening. We made it.
Yeah, we made it.
Thank you for listening. I will be back on Monday and Sunday on Finding Voices Radio. and next week on Thursday with a new guest on BBS Radio. Thank you very much for listening, and so much love to you, Leia, and thank you.
And thanks to you, Annie Ochevit Odrach.
Love and light. Namaste.